Audience, happy new year. Oh shit, can we stop saying that shit? Granted, it is the second week of fucking January, but ain't there some type of cap for this where we cannot say happy new year anymore? I mean, like, you say it the first week and then after that it's pretty much fuck it, you're in the year and that's pretty much it, right? But anyway, what's up y'all? I'm Sam, and it's another episode of Just Talking with Sam. At, well, I gotta say, normally, this would be where I introduce my brother, who's on the board, right after I say, my co-host, Captain Morgan. He's with me, another episode, Just Talking with Sam, man. However, he's not here today, which left me running the board, and I'm in a room fucking by myself. Mainly because, let's just jump into it. Those who was listening, all last year, especially in the football season, me and him had a huge rivalry, Patriots versus Jets. And this motherfucker, the Jets won. Okay, the Jets won tonight, or today is Sunday to us. You're hearing it Tuesday. And they, oh my God, this motherfucker couldn't take the money fast enough. All right, let me back up. The bet was this: if I bet the Patriots will have a better season and he picked the Jets, he on the winner gets $100. So what's happening is the Jets won last night. Now the Eagles had a better chance to get a chance to tie the series up, or probably at least go into an AFC, not wild card, AFC division game, thus making one champion. However, I gotta say, Eagles held up a good game. Michael Vick held up a pretty damn good game today, but unfortunately they got beat, pure and simple. However, in the fucking Jets game, and, you know, to be completely honest with you guys, this is like my third attempt at a podcast. Usually, I'm angry during the podcast, or I may have a little bit something to say, or I may be a little bit charged, but I was legitimately angry where it wasn't funny. Cause he rubbed it in. And what pissed me off is it wasn't the fact that the Jets won. It's the shit I've been saying all season that made them win. That fucking choke artist, Peyton Manning. That goddamn choke artist, Peyton Manning, who decided that this goddamn it, fourth year in a row, he choked on a major game. It wasn't the fact that this was the AFC wild card game. That was a major game. The major game is because I had fucking money on a game, fourth year in a row. Goddamn Madden choke. And how he choked this time, like, I may get a lot of scrutiny. And I wanna read these emails. Please send me your emails at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. But anyway, he had the game. He had them on the run. Second quarter, third quarter, he had them on a winning run. Here's how he dropped the ball. Hold the goddamn ball, Peyton. Run the clock out. These motherfuckers got a last second chance for a 30 some odd field goal that you know you can kick. And what pissed me off more than a fucking smug look on my brother's face when he saw the win, it was the bullshit look on Peyton Manning's face, like, who'd have known this would happen? I tell you who'd have known this shit would happen, Peyton. Everybody We all, I caught it last fucking podcast. And here's what, you fuck me, Peyton. Fourth year in a row. Fourth goddamn year in a row. And you know what's fucked up? They're gonna look at the coach. They're gonna look at the coach like, well, Peyton Manning's, he is a statistical juggernaut during the season. Peyton Manning, best quarterback we have ever. No, it isn't! It's Tom fucking Brady. And more than anything, I wish Tom Brady beat the shit out of the Jets next week. I really need him to channel that young Joe Namath that's in him with that fantastic hair and beat the shit out of Mark Sanchez. I can't believe Santonio Holmes. Now, I'm not against Santonio Holmes. I'm not against Santonio Holmes. I am right now. I am right now, but I can't believe this. Oh, God damn it. You know, this may be a fucking short podcast because I can't deal. You know what? We're not going to talk about sports anymore. Fuck it. I can't. Because every time, for the next week when I watch ESPN, I have to look at that down-home Indiana fucking Archie son known as Peyton Manning. Says, well, there's nothing I can do. We'll get him next year and give some homespun fucking advice. And I have to look at this shit $100 lighter. Because, you know what? Let's focus on some other bullshit. One other thing, starting off the year, I like talking about the show on the show, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm running the board today because my brother's out. I hope you fucking choke on it. I hope whatever you buy for my $100 just plain don't work. I don't know what you're going to buy. I just hope whatever malfunction. Yeah, it's hating. Yeah, it's hating. I'll be the first to admit. But I hope whatever manufacturer's defect that could happen with this son bitch happens. Just because that son bitch choked. Where was I? Alright, yeah. I like talking about the show on the show. And one of the things that was a suggestion from the Podbean audience and being one of our sponsors is, hey Sam, why don't you have a standing co-host? A standing co-host would be, I call Captain Morgan my co-host, but since Captain Morgan is an inanimate object, they're talking about an actual person, preferably a female, to give opposing points whenever you read shit. Let me explain why that's not going to happen. Females aren't funny. Now, don't get it twisted. They may do funny things, and there's a very, very slight section of females that are funny, but for the majority, what they do is stop funny things from happening. I know this because I listen to a lot of other talk radio show hosts. I listen, I'm a local guy. I listen to WJLB. They have, Coco Foolish and blah, blah, blah in the morning. Anytime they get on a good rant, Foolish and Mr. Chase get on the roll, and they start making some jokes. Here comes this comedic fucking roadblock named Coco shows up and throws a fucking monkey wrench in whatever they had to say. Okay. This is one example. Here's another example. This is a nationally syndicated show. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Those females on there, they mean well. They mean well, but anytime the fucking king of comedy starts talking, they have to talk and ruin it. I am not above this. I'm not above it. So what I'm going to do for the remainder of this show, I don't have enough. First of all, let's cut the bullshit. I don't have enough money to hire a motherfucker to just stand here and not be funny. And another thing is, I just figure, since I'm running the board today because this motherfucker's out spending my money, I have certain sound effects right here from females. From a female just saying random dumb shit a female would say as if I was doing my show. Here's a little taste of it.
Oh, gee. I hope she's okay. Wait, no, come on.
Seamless, right? Let's play another one.
I've asked you to please not use that word around me. Is that so difficult? You know, you sound just like my ex-husband's.
So, I figure, if I pepper the show with a bunch of that shit, maybe we could get off and we could get something that, you know, that the podcast people, or excuse me, the Podbean people would like, and maybe I could get away with something, and everyone went, and I'm a little bit light on the cash, and everybody wins. I don't know if you noticed, kind of hurting on cash right now. Lost a very big football game, and I have to own up to the bets. Got to own up. Hey, say what you will, but I pay my goddamn debts. If I'm wrong about, first of all, I'm right 98% of the time. I have a 2% margin of error. I'm not perfect. I'm good, but I'm not perfect. So I know every time I do something, you know, and I'm seen as wrong, I guess, maybe I'll just, you know, own up to that. So I'm going to try to go through this show, and I'll pepper the show with some of this shit.
Now, guys, let's not make fun of people.
That's right. That is right. So, without further ado, let's get down to some questions. I got a lot of questions because if you listened to the last show, I have an overabundance of questions because I didn't take a fucking question for the entire month of December. So, the email has been blowing up, and plus, the show keeps going on. I'd like to thank all these people. I want to give a special thanks to my man, Cap. One second. All right, what you think about that, woman?
Oh, you know you're going to go to hell for this.
All right, well, I want to talk about some things. I want to answer some questions, and I want to get on with this show. This may be a fast one. It may be a fast one today, because, fuck it, it's my show. I can take a day off, right? Yeah, I can take a day off. However, one thing we will do before we jump into the questions, and you can always email me your questions at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. One thing we want to get into before the questions, I want to talk about another an email that was given to me, mainly because I was told that I go across the board a little bit, but it seems a bit I strayed away from my roots. I strayed away from the African American audience. I'm not talking to the soul of the African American audience anymore. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read some top headlines from a pro-black publication. I can't say the name because, well, I'll be held liable and I don't feel like paying them royalties. So I'm not going to do that. And let's, for the next 5 minutes, we're going to nigger up the show. I mean, like, really, I mean, not like, you know, I'm finna start rapping or some shit. But really, nigger up the show, while I read, I feel as though that something that speaks to the soul of every black person is me saying something poignant and partially and having some soul singing of the same point behind me. It's like, we like to call this remixing the news. We need to pick another. Yeah. Can't say niggering up the news. Hold on. We can think of a name real quick. I got it. Soul News. Our new segment, Soul News. Give it up. Let me grab this paper. Let's go and get this thing started. Helping us out on Soul News today is my wife, Tasha. Mainly because we are trying to find shit for her to do on this show.
Why?
Let me let y'all in on the show a little bit.
There you go.
It's like the old school Lucy episodes. I get tugged on, I want to be a part of this show. And I'm just fucking Ricky Ricardo. No, you cannot be part of the show. We have been getting some emails for stuff to try. The sports shit. I can't believe.
I like the sports.
I can't believe all the motherfuckers like that shit. So you may be doing speed round sports. But we're going to try it again with Soul News. This is when, well, I just did it right there. Alright, do you get the concept of Soul News? That's a yes or no question.
Yeah, but where are your stories? I only found one. Do you have anything else over there?
Oh, Jesus. You have a laptop.
Yeah, but you are the one that's reading it. I'm just singing the tail end to what you're saying.
Fine. Let me get on the internet and pull up some shit. This I gotta tell you, this used to be a well-prepared show before you showed up. Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there.
Say what you will.
We not saying, when we talked about Soul News, oh, this is a good idea. That's a good idea. That means that's a good idea. You do everything, Sam.
I like Speed Round Sports better.
Well, I don't want to talk about sports if you just heard me screaming about the fucking Jets.
I was asleep.
And another thing, I don't want to talk about that motherfucker Peyton Manning who cost me $100. That's why I'm running the board today. I don't know if you noticed, but your fucking brother-in-law isn't here. He couldn't wait to spend my fucking money.
Are we being recorded?
Yes! And I hope he hears it. I hope he hears this shit. Can't believe... $100 gone because Peyton Manning can't hold on to the fucking ball! Okay, we're gonna try to support that thing. What did you think about sports today? What did you think?
You mean?
Yes.
Well, any team that you're cheering for that loses, I'm happy.
Well, guess what? That $100 can't... Well, you ain't getting shit because of that $100. You ever thought about that? You ever thought about that? Huh? Yeah. You can't really spend my money if this other motherfucker has it. Didn't think about that, did you? Didn't think about that. Well, I got my news reports up. What's yours? We'll do yours first. Want me to read it and you just kind of...
Yeah, let me get a feel. Don't record me. I just want to get a feel. This, you know.
Fucking ads, man. Alright, what, you still don't have the news pool?
No, I have it right here. Sam.
I'm ready whenever you are. Hand me a laptop. I can read it. Don't need to print it out. They're laptops. Okay. Alright, we don't set you up with a beat. We don't call these random beats happening here. Oh, you know what you're singing? You're singing. So
I wish I was better prepared, but go ahead.
First of all, on this show, never mind. I wish this whole show was better prepared.
My grandma's moving with us.
Don't give a shit. And no, she isn't. I would shoot her in a fucking temple. It wouldn't feel bad about it. Okay, moving on to the soul news. Okay, January 2nd, yeah. Last week, Media Takeout told you that R&B singer Brandy had gotten a new hairstyle. Well, now she's gotten something new in her life, a new baby. According to Media Takeout, Brandy attended a Los Angeles premiere of BET The Game this Friday, and champagne was flowing freely. The insider explained Brandy didn't have a sip, and we all know she enjoys her champagne. The insider continued, we get it, Brandy has a baby. Go ahead, sing it up with the soul news. Yeah, sing that story back.
Dude, it's not, I can't really, I need some words.
It's an instrumental.
Oh, okay.
All you're doing is just singing what I just said. This motherfucker is grooving to this shit.
I don't know. I'm stuck, Sam.
We are trying to find something on the show.
I'm stuck. I'm really not feeling it. I gotta, you know.
Random.
I think you should try. Give me an example.
We should try something else. You find another news story.
Yeah. I want you to try it. I'm gonna read the story and you sing. I want to hear your idea.
What I want you to do is... Okay. Here we go. Try this shit again.
What website you want?
I'm on BET.com. Because we're trying to do this for the black folk. We're doing it. It's soul news. What better news than we had is...
Is one on or whatever?
Probably. One second. Okay, let me show you how to do this. Alright, we're gonna turn your mic off like so. And this is, yeah. Everyone loves it when I run the board. I shut motherfuckers' mics down. Alright, here it is. You take a news story. You take a news story and says, alright, BET News. Focus on Africa. One of President Obama's goals for 2011 was to reach out to Africa more. He's set to make more trips to the continent in support of countries striving for strong democracies. This comes during the big election year in Africa, and the U.S. is watching, and we're ever weighing in, said the President Deputy National Security Advisor. Okay, you see that? That's what you do. Take the story. It's a little story. Then we drop a beat. Preferably a soul beat. Since I'm running the board, I'm going to pick this. Oh, yeah. Now, this is the soul part of the news. I just read the news. Here's the soul. You just come in and just sing or say whatever it is. Wait for that beat drop. Obama trying to go back to Africa. He's trying to find some people that agree with him. He's trying to make some Democrats happen. And then we gonna come to the motherland. A black president trying to give back to the land in which he gave ain't slack. Yeah, yeah. Putting a soul back in news. Michelle by his side when he go to the motherland. Coming together, black man and black woman, hand in hand when they come to Africa. Boombayé, Mr. Obama. I'm waiting for the last beat to drop. That's how we put the soul back in news. See that? That's all you had to do. See that? That's all you had to really do. That's all you... And someone gets up and walks away. There we go. That's the end of soul news. One more time. God damn it. I tell you, we will find something for you to do in this show. Alright, let's just move on. I'm glad y'all enjoyed that segment of soul news. Soul news. We're gonna try to get that a running show. Hey, what do you think about that?
Yeah. A similar thing happened to a friend of mine.
No one cares. So, what we're gonna do about soul news is, those who wanna keep hearing it, we try to make some new segments for y'all, soul news, speed round sports and whatever. So, if you like it, we'll keep it on the show. Just let us know at Just email us at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Let's move on to some questions, man. Let's move on to the nitty gritty of the show. A lot of people, really listening. Let's get down on this. Get down on some questions. Here we go. Let me take a sip of cap. Let me press this button to make it look like, see what these bitches want.
I've asked you to please not use that word around me. Is that so difficult?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, I will use that word. I will use that word again. Oh, man. I really like this soundboard. I gotta say, I really like the soundboard. I don't have to hire a motherfucking person. All I need is just the description of the person and a fucking soundboard to do that. Ain't that right?
I can't take this. I gotta say, you gotta stop.
Yeah. I gotta stop when you make me, bitch. Alright, let's move on to the questions. This is a long one. And this comes from Adam. Adam writes, "Hey Sam, help me understand what I went through. I developed a friendship with a girl and I really enjoyed it. But since I am married, I started feeling guilty about it because I realized I was getting too attached to her." Oh, Jesus. Alright, let's keep going. "Although she was treating me as a normal friendship, the problem arose when she started inviting me to her place to meet her hubby, who writes hubby? Anyway, to meet her husband, etc. I did not want to meet him. Why? I don't know. So I always said I was busy. One day she called up to my place and invited me and my wife and kids for a party, and I panicked, fearing my wife will come to know what I don't know. I have behaved badly with her, telling her that she should not have called. She was mad because I used to call her often at her place and never told her she couldn't call. I see where this is going. I see where this is going, but I don't keep reading. Obviously, the friendship ended. She writes beautifully in course of our friendship. She said she had written... Oh, shit, if I could fucking read today, that'd be great. She had written nice emails to me whenever I needed advice or support. While ending the friendship, she asked me to delete them as she felt she was only being used by me. I promised to do so, but I did not delete them, but I told her that I did. She guessed my password. Oh, Jesus. It was her name. You mother... I'm finna break this shit down. Alright, never mind. Keep going. And deleted the emails and told me I was caught in a lie. Felt miserable, but despite my better judgment, I cannot change my password till date. What happened to me? In fact, I stopped using any other mailbox, but that I wanted to read all of my mails, and now I have stopped having email accounts. I can't bear the thought of logging in as it reminds me of her. And it matter. Shit, this. Okay. This shit is long. And to make matters worse, my office unintentionally sent my mobile bills home, in which there were records of my calls to my friends. So now my wife also thinks I had an affair. I know I was wrong, lying to both of them. What do I do now? My friend is doing well in life, laughs at my name, saying, what a loser, and I feel awful. In fact, I even changed my job, but nothing is helping. You guys really... I got a level with you. I'm finna break character for a second. No, I'm not... No breaking character. I am saying, Jesus, man, you really want me to solve some... This is day one shit, okay. Let's break this down from the beginning. Day one shit. Alright, here it is. When you get a friend, especially a work friend of opposite sex, it's you that's the problem. It's okay with you being friends, but the fact that you were scared in the beginning because it was just a normal friendship, you had some thoughts. Someone going right with you, nigga. There's some shit with you not working right. You want to fuck her. That's just what it is. You want to fuck her. And then when she did the friendship shit, like introduce you to the hubby or whatever, I don't really see anything malicious. Maybe you didn't put that on there, but okay, let's fast forward. Then you say you panic when she asks you to show up with your wife. She asks you, both of y'all, to show up, and then you panic. You want to fuck her. That's just what it is. So, you did the right thing. One thing you did do right is you cut the shit off. You saw, like we talked about this a couple of shows ago about the perv switch. You were like an eyelash from just saying, bitch, give me the pussy, and raping her. You was like that close. Well, you probably wouldn't have raped her, but you would have really tried something. You would have tried something malicious. You probably tried something malicious and a little delicious. But, you was close, nigga. You was close. So you ended the friendship. That was a good thing. But when she said the whole delete my emails thing because you was looking for advice, you never really got into what you was getting advice on. I would really like to know that because I'm breaking this shit down. When you break down this code, I would really like to know what you was getting advice on. But she, all right. Then you don't use the emails. And you did a dumb fucking move. The password to her email account was her name. That was some dumb shit. And then on top of that, you didn't say shit to your wife. So now you got some beef, like you was cheating. and you didn't even get the pussy from cheating. So you're accused of the crime without having doing it. So now you gotta lay this shit down for the rest of your fucking life. And you need advice from me. Shit, how do you fix this? I gotta be honest with you. I have no fucking clue of how you gonna fix this. I'm just gonna cut my losses right there. Thanks for writing. Anybody else who know how you can fix this shit, because this is long. I will post this on the website. This is such a long letter. I don't know really how the fuck you can fix this. I guess. And now this bitch got you so twisted. Yeah, I keep reading it now. That you afraid to use the goddamn internet as a whole. And I don't know what to tell you. Alright, let's break it down. You're married. Saw a girl, you wanted to fuck, couldn't fuck, cause you was married. So instead of fucking, you became a friend. That's mistake number one. That's mistake number 1 through 5. Let's just cut that bullshit right now. That's a lot of fucking mistakes right there. Mistake number 1 through 5. That's you. That's all you. Second off, you kept going with the shit. You should have called it off. You should have called it off from day one. But when you kept going with the shit, it made it look like you had something to hide. Even though you didn't have nothing to hide, your going about it made it look like you had something to hide. And then when you said you panicked when she asked you over and you was behaving badly, you don't break off shit like that. You slow it down. You don't do no, well, I gotta go. You don't hold nobody. Okay, and that's coming from me. That's coming from me. You don't really just hold nobody. I mean, what do you think about it, virtual woman? Shut up, you bring nothing to the table. Sorry, fuck your ex-husband. We know you don't bring anything to the table. I gotta say, you really dealt yourself a shit sandwich here, sir. And the best way, I don't even know the best way to get out of it. How the fuck? Are you still keeping in contact? You gotta like really email me back and give me some details, because you one, you fucked up. Let's just cut the bullshit. But when you ended this shit saying your friend is doing well and she calls you a loser and shit like that, why are you still fucking around with this motherfucker? Yeah, you gotta email me back, man. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Maybe other people who listen to this shit could help you, but I can't help you, guy. I don't know what to tell you, Adam. I really don't know. I wish I can tell you, but yeah. I'm just gonna move on to the next question. Anybody who can help his ass, email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com, and I'll just read your solution, cause I got nothing. All right, let's move on to the next question. Okay, this next letter comes from Bruce. Bruce, man, I'm not even gonna look at this goddamn letter. I just hope and pray that it's better than what the fuck just happened. I'm going to take a sip of cap. Let's just move on. Okay. Bruce says, I've been going out with this girl for 2 years now. She's great. I love her with all my heart. We have sex quite often, but in the last few months, she hasn't as much. She says she's not horny and women don't get like that till later on. She's 18 right now. Should I have any question that she's cheating on me? The answer is yes, Bruce. She is fucking around. I gotta say, do open and shut case. A 18-year-old girl. You was fucking, okay, dude, Bruce, do the math. Let's do some math, Bruce. Let's do some math, Bruce. I want you to sit back. You, mathematically, she's cheating on you. Alright, check it. You've been dating her for 2 years. She's 18 now. We don't know how old you is. That means you got her for 16. And from 16 to just now 18, You've been getting laid like a champ by this broad. Like a champ. You said it was great. You go out, You have sex quite often, as you put it. Then lately, it just stopped. The well dried up. No, the well ain't dried up, Bruce. Somebody ain't doing something. Either you ain't doing something, or she found somebody to do something better. That's as simple as that. It's open and shut case, Bruce. That was a, man. Open and shut case. Knocked that one out. Oh man. I mean, really, when you get into stuff like that, I mean, when you really get into it, the old saying is, what was that old saying? If you ain't doing something right, they'll find somebody who'll do it. Or, wait, if you're not willing to do something, they'll find somebody who'll do it.
That reminds me of something my old Uncle Al used to say.
No one gives a shit about your Uncle Al. We really don't give a shit about your Uncle Al. As you can see, I'm having really fun with this virtual woman on this fucking board. But anyway, back to you, Bruce. Yeah, she cheating, dog. I mean, it's simple as that. Okay. If you fuck around with an 18-year-old, alright, yeah, the love thing is there, but you gotta move, man. You gotta fuck around. And that, you hooked up with an 18, you should have saw this shit coming. You hooked up with a 16-year-old, you hooked up with an 18-year-old girl. This is her prime hotness. This is it. Here to about 26 before shit start falling apart. And things ain't, no, I wouldn't even give you 26. I would give you 24 max at the rate she going, because apparently she was fucking since she was 16. So I'm not even going to give her a 10-year fucking schedule. I'm not even going to give her a 10 years of fucking. I mean, I'm going to say that she just...
Oh, gee. I hope she's okay.
No, she's not okay. She is not okay. She got roughly... Oh, 8 years of fucking in her. And in these 8 years, I don't think she's just liking your cock no more, man. I really don't think she's not.
Come on, stop.
Shut up. I'll do what I want. Don't tell me to stop. I'm arguing with the fucking thing. But anyway, dude, you can't... She's exploring her options. And you can't get mad at her. There's a piece of, you get mad about the cheating shit, I guess, but for you to get mad at her is like getting mad at water for being wet. You're getting mad at just something that just happened. You're getting mad at an 18-year-old girl for acting like an 18-year-old girl, man. There's no rhyme or reason for the dumb shit they do. It's just... Yeah, she cheating. To answer your question, sure as shit she cheating. Finna take another sip of cap, and we just finna move on to the next question. It's obvious. I could spend all night on this, just the telltale signs of her cheating. I mean, it's so simple. I mean, you figured it out, really. You didn't really need me. You figured it out. There's so many reasons why she could be cheating. Look, I think I could call out five. She's an 18-year-old girl, man. And you got it at 16. For the sake of argument, let's say you was her first. You wasn't her last. She didn't die right after the shit. That's all you need from that. You have no legally binding shit. You're not married to her. You don't have anything stopping her from seeing other dick. You don't have any other thing. And you know what happens worse? It's worse with like teenagers, but the same cackling hens that older women's hang around and they just say, hey, you know, maybe I listen to your friends and blah, blah, blah. And my friend said this. There's a multitude of them at 18 and they just hang around teenage cackling hens like, hey, Johnny got a new car. We suck his dick. You know, Johnny holding the party. You know, you may have a dick sucking contest when you may get in the car. Or it's always something. Yeah, the answer to your question is yes. Yes, yes. Unresounding yes, she's cheating on you. Hands fucking down. Anyone else who has questions, comments, concerns, or whatever, please email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Let's move on to the next question. You know, for a change of pace, man, after thinking about this shit, let's take one from a lady. Let's just take a female email, because, well, this shit is getting depressing at this point. I mean, it stopped being funny a long goddamn time ago. It's now becoming sad. It stopped being funny because I hate it when like guys do dumb shit and now they kind of like look at me. I hate when guys do dumb shit as a whole, but it's bad when you host a fucking radio show. You kind of got to navigate through their horse shit. So, this next question we're going to take from Catherine. Catherine writes, Catherine writes, my boyfriend has a habit of criticizing the way I look, talk, and act. How do I stop him from doing this shit? Okay. I don't know what you're doing. So, what I'm going to say simply is stop doing that shit. No, I won't stop. Stop doing that dumb shit.
Oh, you know you're gonna go to hell for this.
Alright, whatever. No, you gotta stop doing that dumb shit because he may have a point. That's the whole thing. Like, he's criticizing the way you act because, you're probably acting dumb. There's a pretty good chance. And the fact that you took the time out to email me about this horseshit means that this has been going on pretty frequently. So you really need to really sit down and reevaluate. You know what? All right, check it. I know you read those books. You strike me as a woman, Catherine, who reads those. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. My language of the man, or the Steve Harvey book, think like a man, be a lady, or some bullshit like this. Okay, you don't need that shit. What you need is to just, what you need is a mirror. And you look in that mirror and say, look, goddamn, I'm a bit annoying. I'm a little bit annoying. And, yeah, I'm a little bit annoying.
Oh, wait, no, come on.
Yeah, you're a little bit annoying. It's just that sad. And quite honestly, you come across a bit bitchy.
I've asked you to please not use that word around me. Is that so difficult?
No, it is difficult. It is difficult. When people come across bitchy, that's how they act. Bitchy, this is how it fucking works. That's the only thing I'm getting. I'm not saying you're a bad person, but you just sit back and think about some of the dumb shit you've been doing. And maybe he's doing dumb shit too. Maybe. But the fact is, he may have a point. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, since no one really got into specific things of what you're doing, I can't really answer this question correctly. But only thing I can say is, he may have a point. That's all. And if you took the time to email me, let's just break this shit all the way down. If you took the time to email me, that means you know there's something that he's saying. There's like a tad bit of truth to this shit. So you need to email someone else for fucking confirmation that you are doing dumb shit. Yeah, I think I nailed it with that one. You got time for one more? I think we got time for one more. I want to pick a good one too. And I want to give a special thank you to this little program I got to simulate a woman on my show because it stops me from paying another person. It really does. It really does, man. All right, let's just move on to the next question. I got time for one more and this one's coming for Regina. Regina writes, I read this earlier, and I don't know what fucking Jedi mind trick I did in my own head to make it. If I read it again, somehow it would be different. But let's just go. It says, Regina writes, to my disappointment, I had a one-night stand. I thought I learned this is not a good idea. It was an enjoyable night, but he doesn't want to get together again. He says he doesn't want a relationship. I feel I've thrown my chance away because I was being so easy. How can I trust myself not to do it again? Oh, God damn it. You know what? I don't know. I really don't fucking know. The best way to not trust yourself so you... hold on, let's see if Cap got something to say about this.
Oh, wait. No, come on.
All right. After consulting with Cap, look, you gotta not be a whore. I mean, maybe that's not the best. People are good at it. No, I'm gonna keep going because some people are good at being a whore. You personally aren't. And the one night stand thing is a very good thing. It's all the benefit, no real commitment, and you get the fuck out. I loved it. It was awesome. What would you want? And you go away. It was everything. And if y'all went to eat that day, it was all the three: food, sex, silence. That's what you want. And you, now, somehow, this guy's magical cock made you catch feelings. And now you second guessing yourself. You knew what it was. It said, alright, I'm finna read this again. You even said in a letter, I learned this was not a good idea. So you knew what this was to begin with. You knew what it was. The only person you could really be mad at was yourself. And you say, how can you trust yourself not to do this shit again? Stop being a hoe. Okay, here's what you do. Resist cock. I know it's hard. Literally and figuratively. But you gotta say no. You know what? It's not...
Oh, you know you're gonna go to hell for this.
No, I'm not going to hell for this. No. Let me give some advice. Dude, you kinda gotta not want it. Do whatever you gotta do. Just get the fuck out of there. I'd rather you be a crazy bitch than a dumb bitch. And that's the thing that you shooting for right now. You shooting for dumb bitch. Be crazy bitch. Just say, hey, no, and run away screaming or something like that, and then you call back, hey, I don't know what the fuck got into me. I was drinking heavily. Yeah, you saw what I was doing. And 9 times out of 10, you probably skate by off that shit. We look at you sideways, but you probably skate by off that bullshit. Just put the dick down. You're not whore material. There's a higher class of whore than you, and you don't fit the mark, man. You really don't. Sorry, but you don't.
Now, guys, let's not make fun of people.
Anybody else who got questions, comments? I don't know what it is. Maybe this is dumb question day. This is the first do-it-yourself, just talk with Sam. All of these questions, you could have did it your damn self. Do it yourself day. This is the DIY show. I don't even know why the fuck I'm here. Only reason I'm here, I don't even know why I turned on a goddamn mic. Other than the fucking, the Soul News, doing the news with Soul News. Soul News, the little segment we was working on. I had no reason to be here. I could have just recorded that shit and stayed on. And talk about the Jets. Everybody felt the same way about the Jets. I felt the same way about the Jets. Anyone who had money on that game felt the same way about the goddamn Jets that I felt. And we all know Peyton Manning's a fucking choke artist. I mean, I didn't even supposed to be here today. Today's a do-it-yourself show. I know I said I was going to try to end early, but shit, I really... Do-it-yourself show. I don't know what you want from me. This is the do-it-yourself show.
You know, you sound just like my ex-husband's.
And seeing why this is the do-it-yourself podcast, what I don't do, I don't just end this shit here.
I was going to read another letter. Come on.
No, fuck it. I'm not going to read this. I can't, man. So, what I'm going to do, we'll end this here. Anybody who got any questions, comments, concerns, yada, 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 email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. And I'll holler at y'all next week. Hopefully, we will be better prepared next week.
Now, guys,
sorry, y'all. They all can't be.
Let's not make fun of people.
Okay, let's just be honest. They all can't be winners.
Come on, like, stop.
There's going to be some shows that's better than others. I get that.
We all can't be winners. I got to say, you got to stop.
Do It Yourself Podcast. Already in the books. I will see y'all next week. Email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. We holler, y'all. Peace.